BC ferries should learn to listen. Regarding the disbanding of ferry advisory committees and the creation of a better system of communication, all they had to do was listen. They received information over and over and over, the same stuff over and over, and BC ferries never did anything about it. Maureen Hamblin, Seychelles. Trade war will hurt all three countries. I don't understand Donald Trump's thinking. If he follows through with his notion to impose a tariff on Canadian and Mexican goods coming into the United States, all Canada and Mexico have to do is impose an equal tariff on goods coming into Canada and Mexico from the U.S. We import way more from the U.S. than they import from Canada. Our country would be billions of dollars ahead if Trump triggers a trade war. I think that saner minds will prevail in the end. A North American trade war will hurt all three countries. Paul Arnold, Sonich. Warn us about photos showing Donald Trump. I would respectfully ask that the Times columnist refrain from putting pictures of Donald Trump in the paper unless there is a warning placed on page 1 outlining which pages the pictures appear. This will allow readers to avoid the visceral effects, including nausea, headaches, hypertension, fight or flight response, etc., of viewing his hateful, spiteful and criminal face. On behalf of thousands of your loyal daily subscribers, thank you for considering this request. Howard Brunt, North Sonich. Return to the Dark Ages with Trump's ascent. The advent of the Trump presidency promises chaos on a global scale and a return to a period where ignorance and superstition abound. Historically, humans have endured several such dark periods, and the next 4 years will test us all. Taking the long view of history, there is hope. The Dark Ages were followed by the Renaissance, a period of great ideas that eventually led to the Age of Enlightenment. One can only hope that sanity will prevail and history will repeat itself. We just have to survive the next 4 years. In ancient times, Roman conquerors would be given the honor of a huge parade through the streets of Rome. The hero would ride in a chariot drawn by white horses. A slave would stand behind the hero and whisper in his ear that all glory is fleeting. And so it will be with Trump. His triumph will be short-lived and he will fade into obscurity. Richard Smith, Sonichton. Oh, the irony of the police argument. Thank you, Times columnist, for bringing some black humor to my morning reading. I refer to the letter writer making the argument for more police in downtown Victoria and recommending offsetting cuts to the proposed City of Victoria budget. There may be some merit to the suggestion, but the writer lives in, wait for it, Sonich. Here's another suggestion. How about other municipalities chipping in to relieve the overburdened Victoria taxpayers? Maybe a GoFundMe account? Pat Jackson, Victoria. Capitalist societies better for all. Three. Corporations out in force at biodiversity, climate conferences, column, November 24. Trevor Hancock's column amusingly undermines his often stated premise that capitalist evil is destroying the planet and should be replaced with, basically, communism, although he doesn't call his ideal future society communism, preferring the United Nations global health jargon. In the column, Hancock writes, "There are decades, indeed centuries, of experience that show us that corporations are more than happy to make money by producing and selling unhealthy or dangerous products, polluting and damaging the environment, exploiting their workers, harming communities, and undermining democracy. In the real world, it isn't corporations that have been guilty, at least in the past 50 years, of selling unhealthy or dangerous products, polluting and damaging the environment, exploiting their workers, harming communities and undermining democracy. That honor more properly belongs to the various communist states. The Soviet Union, for example, damaged and destroyed its environment and harmed its workers far more than any current capitalist society. By contrast, capitalist societies are wealthy enough to clean up their environmental messes, and by and large they have, while providing a reasonably good lifestyle for most citizens. This is why we don't see refugees fleeing toward communist societies for a better life. The type of society Hancock proposes has been tried multiple times: Soviet Russia, Communist China, Cuba, North Korea, Cambodia, Albania, and found not just wanting in basic freedoms but responsible for the murders of tens of millions of people. It's astonishing that Hancock isn't more aware of this historical context as he continues to preach the UN's gospel of global socialism. Paul McRae. Victoria. Car goes airborne on Man Avenue. I saw a car flying the other day. I'm sure it was unintentional. Sonich has done a very good job in finishing the bike lanes on Man Avenue, with posts and solid cement curbing so no wayward drivers or resident parking will interfere with the flow of bicycles. And a brand new crosswalk installed for local residents. However, this isn't just any ordinary crosswalk, this one is significantly raised. Most drivers don't slow down when an empty crosswalk is visible, and this vehicle wasn't aware of the changes and maybe even accelerating over the 40 kilometers per hour. Wouldn't it have been courteous to the vehicle traffic to post a couple of signs warning of a speed bump? Eric Roberts. Sonich. Victoria School Board made the right decision. School police liaison officer programs have existed for decades. If they worked, it would be easy to prove it. Instead, the evidence shows that such programs are at best neutral, and at worst actively harmful to students. Good on the Greater Victoria School Board for making a decision based in facts and not feelings. Laura Floyd. Victoria. Military spending does not offer value. Without going down the rabbit hole of what our military should be, this is one point that regularly bothers me. Apparently, Canada is not spending enough of its GDP on military toys. It is regularly noted we need to spend more to reach a 2% target, and recently the Defense Military Lobby Group decided we should be spending 3%. At no time have I seen a discussion on receiving value for money. Presumably to meet our spending commitment imposed on us by other countries, we need to write a few big checks and give them to defense contractors. No need to bother them with bothersome requirements to produce useful and usable products. Norm Ryder. Victoria. Get used to higher prices under these governments. The federal Liberal government announces dropping the GST for 2 months on specific items and sending $250 checks to Canadians who worked in 2023 and earned less than $150,000 while running a $40 billion deficit. The BC NDP government plans to reduce taxes $1,000 per year for the typical family while running a $9 billion deficit. Both governments have increased debt substantially. In the case of the federal Liberals, it has doubled under Justin Trudeau to $1.2 trillion. In the case of the BC NDP, from $69.8 billion to $123 billion by the end of the year. These gimmicks are not likely going to pay off for Trudeau. It's hard to imagine anything he does moving the needle much for his government. Federal Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre also has a tax reduction plan by doing away with carbon taxes that increase prices on virtually everything we purchase. Trudeau would have been wiser to adopt this route, because it is going to happen after the Conservatives get elected and they will receive the credit for making things a little more affordable. It doesn't give me any pleasure stating this, having supported the BC NDP and federal Liberals over the years. Larger deficits result in higher interest rates and therefore higher prices. And watch our dollar slide below 70 cents, resulting in higher prices for everything. Wayne Cox. Sonichton. Send US your letters. Email. letters@timescolonist.com. Mail. Letters to the editor, Times Colonist, 201-655 Taiyi Road. Victoria, BCV9A6X5. Aim for no more than 250 words, subject to editing for length and clarity.